Good afternoon. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast here over WSOF 89.9 in Madisonville, Kentucky, and also over WAJJ 89.3 in McKenzie, Tennessee. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening. I appreciate those of you that tune in daily, those of you that tune in as you have opportunity, and then, of course, those that go on our website, www.wsof.org, and download our podcast. And you can listen there if you were to miss a program and would like to listen in on another program. You're welcome to do that. We do have those these programs archived, and today's program will be archived shortly after being preached. And so all those things will hopefully be used as a blessing for you and a glory unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we hope that these things are a blessing. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. My, we had a good day in the Lord's house yesterday. I'm still rejoicing from it. Amen. And we just had, the Lord blew in here yesterday morning. The bells were singing, Brother Bell and his family, and then his older daughter. She's married now, no longer a bell, but she was singing with them and playing the piano, and they sang a wonderful song. I just felt the nudge from the Lord, had them sing it again, and the Lord really blessed. I'm going to tell you, really blessed. It was not one of those where you just shout her down or you just have a lot of testimonies, but just a good presence of God. You just felt like weeping and praising Him and glorifying Him. It was a wonderful time. And then we preached really on the cross, amen, and on the curse of sin and the cure for sin, the cross that made the difference, the Christ that hung on the cross, amen. And we just enjoyed ourselves bragging on the Lord. I'm going to tell you, you'll never go wrong bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He inhabits the praise of His people, and He deserves the praise of His people. Amen. And so we had a good time here yesterday morning at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And then last night came back. I was still tired. And we came back and had a good service last night. Not nearly as powerful, I don't guess. But just a good service, good fellowship, and just blessed to be in the house of God. I hope you did there at your place of worship. And if for some reason you don't have a place that is your regular place to worship, we'd invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road. You'd be welcome in any or all of our services. And we'd love to have you. This Wednesday night, we'll be having regular prayer meeting time. And also, Brother Gary Hall will be preaching for us. And so you'd be welcome to come and visit with us. Service at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come if you have that opportunity. You do have the invitation to come and be with us. All right? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless and help meet the needs. We've got several requests. And Brother Shelby Wilson, the man in our church here, has been having a lot of problems with pains in his side, and they've not been able to locate what's causing that. Brother Shelby recently had several deaths in his family. His mother, some cousins, an aunt, and just several people in his family passed away. They've had a lot of afflictions, and he was telling us yesterday that, I believe he said it was a cousin or a nephew. I forgot now which it was, but a man in his family, Donald Wilson, had found out that he had kidney cancer. And so we want to pray for him, that the Lord touch him and help him. And then also Mrs. Holliday's grandson, we want to pray for him. The Lord help him in a little surgery he's going to have. And pray the Lord would meet the need there and do a work there in that young man's life and help him touch his body as well. So we got several needs. We got needs in the church, families that need some help, individuals that need the Lord. We want to see them saved by the grace of God. People that need touch in their body. I was talking about Brother Shelby and those problems he's had. I forgot to mention he's going, I think it's on Thursday, to have some tests run on that. So we'll remember him in prayer here today as well. And I've got an unspoken request about a situation that just needs some help from God. And so I hope you pray with me on that situation. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy so abundantly bestowed upon us. I want to thank you, Lord, for just being such a good God. Lord, the psalmist said, God is good. And Lord, we just can't say it any better than that. And I'm glad, dear God, that you are so, so very good. And Lord, I want to thank you for your goodness that leads man to repentance. Father, I want to thank you that you have mercy in the fact that man had sinned and yet you didn't destroy mankind. And really, rather than destroy mankind, you offered your son as salvation for mankind. And I pray, dear God, that you would help move on the hearts of sinners, that they might turn to you before it's eternally too late. Dear God, that they might call on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. They might come to a place of faith and repentance and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved before it's too late. Father, I pray for these special requests. Help Brother Shelby. Touch him, Lord. Help the doctors and the practitioners that'll be looking at him and trying to find out what's going on there. Father, I pray you'd bless and help him meet that need. I pray for the man and his family there that's got the kidney cancer. Lord, you'd help that and meet the need that's there. I pray for Adam, Lord, that you'd help him, Miss Holiday's grandson, meet the need there. And Father, I pray help him that little surgery and whatever's done there. Lord, that you'd just bless and help. And Lord, I pray that you'd help this individual that we're talking about, this individual circumstance that we're praying, dear God, you'd intervene in and that you'd work through and that, dear God, you'd get the glory and the honor. Father, I pray that you'd help our upcoming services on Wednesday. Dear God, that you'd bless Brother Hall and use him in a mighty way. And God, you'd blow through this place and get the glory. Help us about our need of finances. Lord, you know the need of the radio station and the need of our church. And Father, I pray that you'd bless and help in that need. Father, I pray that you'd help us in our upcoming revival on June the 8th through the 12th with Brother C.R. Kirkman. Lord, I pray you'd bless in that meeting. And that, dear God, you'd just have your way. Father, I pray for our radio marathon coming up on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of this month, just a little over a week away. Father, I pray you'd bless in that. And Lord, that you'd have your way and help us raise the money we need to keep things going and to keep working for the glory of God. Help us, God, to keep sowing good seed, the good seed fall in some good soil to bring forth a harvest that would bring you glory and honor. Father, I pray now use this broadcast in accordance with thy will. Help us as we try to preach. And Lord, I pray have your way. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. All right, well, we're going to be looking again in the book of Ruth, chapter number 4. We finished up, really, the book of Ruth last week in an overview of it. I'm just dealing a little bit today, talking about Boaz. That's what I talked about on Friday. I'm going to try to do that a little bit again today and talk to you about that situation of the kinsman redeemer, the qualification. As we talked about that last Friday, we're going to carry it a little bit further today and go on in this study as we look and prepare look at these things. So if you can turn with us to Ruth chapter number 4, and while you're finding your place, we'll listen to this song by our family that I trust might be a blessing. Amen. I hope that was a blessing to you. He is my best friend. He's the dearest friend I ever had. Amen. And it will be the same for you. I'm glad the Bible said, as they were trying to mock our Lord, they said, this man's a friend of publicans and sinners. And boy, am I ever glad that he is. Amen. And amen. All right, Ruth chapter number 4. And I'm going to jump around reading just a couple of verses. Verse number 9. The Bible said, and Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And jump down, if you will, to verse number 13. And the Bible said, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to stop reading right there, but I want to talk a little bit about this kinsman redeemer, the man named Boaz. Boaz is in symbolism representing unto us the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the kinsman redeemer. And I talked to you on Friday, I almost said yesterday, on Friday's broadcast, about the situation that he had to fulfill and the position that he had to prove in order to be that kinsman redeemer. There had to, first of all, be a relationship. Then there had to be a resource. He had to have the right. And then he had to have the resolve. And I talked to you about how the fact that Boaz was related unto Ruth in the fact that he was of the kinsman of Elimelech. Amen. And her dead husband, Mahlon, was the son of Elimelech. Boaz was related to him. And so there was a right relationship. And then I said to you that not only was there the relationship, but that Boaz had the resource. Amen. He had the means to purchase Ruth. He was a mighty man of wealth, the Bible said. And then Boaz had the right in because the man that was nearer to kin said that he could not purchase Ruth and purchase the field. And therefore, Boaz became the one with the right. And then lastly, we talked about the resolve. Boaz was willing, thank God he was willing, to take Ruth under his wing and allow Ruth to become his bride. Amen. And the same thing goes for our Lord Jesus Christ. To be our kinsman redeemer, he had to have the right relationship. He was not only the Son of God, but he became the Son of Man. Amen. I said a little phrase that I learned years ago. I heard Brother Brian McBride make this statement. He said the Son of God became the Son of Man, that we, the sons of men, might become the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus had the right relationship. And then Jesus had the resources. Of course, he owns it all. Amen. He has all power in heaven and earth. All judgment has been given over to the Son. Amen. He owns it all. And so he has the resource. And he paid it all. Amen. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Amen. And so then Jesus had the right to redeem us in the fact that he lived a perfect life and therefore he could die a perfect death. He's the perfect sacrifice and he had the right. Then last of all, he had the resolve. I'm glad Jesus willingly went up Calvary's brow. He willingly laid his life down. No man took his life. They didn't steal his life. He didn't spill his life. Oh no, he gave his life a ransom for our sin. No man took his life. He had the power to lay it down and he had the power to take it up. Thank God. He laid it down for you and I, and he got up for you and I. Amen. Now, talking about this this resolve, our Lord willingly took our place on Calvary. Amen. Now, looking at these specific qualifications of the kinsman redeemer, I want to move on and talk about that a moment. This kinsman redeemer could not act as an avenger and see that justice was done unless he had all these specific qualifications. He's not only the kinsman redeemer, he is the revenger. He's the one that brings justice in the case of the distressed. Amen. If this kinsman redeemer who has the title to vindicate, if he undertakes at any time to ransom the estate of this widow, he must himself be unmarried. Amen. His next duty is to play for her the part of the husband and to marry her. Amen. He holds the title to vindicate. He ransoms the estate, buys it, praise God. Amen. He marries that widow. Amen. Takes her as his bride and he plays the part as her husband. These four offices contribute to the supreme value of this book of Ruth. You see, we see here one that is greater than Boaz. Amen. We think about Boaz. Boaz is pretty great. I'm sure Ruth thought he is the greatest. Amen. But there was one greater than Boaz. I want to talk to you a little bit about the fact that he's a notable kinsman. He is a notable kinsman. You see, among the necessary qualifications of a kinsman, they are fully described in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 25. And I'm not going to be able to turn there and read that today. Don't have the time to deal with that. But it gives the requisite requirements that they be a close relationship. You see, no outsider could intermeddle in this sacred business of Hebrew and domestic life. Amen. Can I say to you, that's one of the reasons why you need a pastor. That's one of the reasons why you need a local church, so that local church and that local church pastor can help you in your home and can help you in your life. I shared with somebody just recently that I have no authority and I have no business trying to help somebody in their marriage unless I'm their pastor. That if they're not willing to submit themselves to me as pastor, then I don't have the means the ability to try to help them or to be a help to them as I could be in their marriage. I'm saying you need somebody that is related to you, somebody that's in the same family. And I'm talking about this spiritual family, of course, but I'm not just talking about a saved person, somebody that has authority, somebody that you can submit to, somebody that can watch for your soul. You need a pastor. Amen. And so I'm looking here at this notable kinsman and thinking about it there in the line of the pastor. But you see, only a kinsman and a brother could play the part of the Goel. That's what that kinsman redeemer is called, the Goel. He said in Ruth chapter number 3 and verse number 12, Boaz said to Ruth, I am thy near kinsman. Amen. Amen. Do we need to say any more to express love and grace? When Jesus said, I am. Amen. He showed us his love. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the truth and the life. Amen. Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Jesus Christ is the great I am, and he could be the I am, the near kinsman. Amen. He undertook to be near of kin to us. He was born of a woman. He was found in fashion as a man. He was bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. He became a man. In Hebrews chapter number 2, verses 14 through 17, he made this proclamation. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. You see, Jesus, as the Son of Man, drew near and related unto us God the Father. We could not see God the Father because God the Father is a spirit, and the only way to see God as a spirit was to see him robed in flesh, and that was the Son of God and the Son of Man, the same one. Amen. And so as the Son of Man, Jesus Christ drew near and established his relationship. Amen. And while we were yet without strength, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet encumbered with our heavy burdens, fettered with a servitude of debt, he played the kinsman part and became our Savior and our Deliverer. Amen. He relinquished our debt. He paid the full price. Amen. He released us from bondage and reinstated our liberty. Amen. I want to say that again because I think that's a very good point there to bring out. Jesus Christ relinquished our debt. He paid it all, thank God. Amen. Not one thing left to owe. Amen. Jesus paid it all, and so all to him I owe. I don't owe a debt to sin. I don't owe a debt to the law. The law has been satisfied. My sin has been taken away by the good grace of God and by the death, burial, resurrection, and blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He relinquished the debt. He released the bondage. We're not in bondage to the law, and neither are we in bondage to the law of sin and death. Amen. We're not in bondage to the flesh any longer. Amen. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Jesus said, if the Son therefore make you free, ye are free indeed. I'm telling you, the only people that can be free, really free, are those that have come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we see that Jesus relinquished the debt, and then he released us from our bondage, and then he reinstated our liberty. He gave us liberty to become not just the sons of man ourselves, but to become the sons of God. Amen. Behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Who's we? I'm talking about we who were in time past among the children of disobedience. Amen. We who were in time past among the children of the evil one. I mean, we were walking in sin. We were walking in the flesh. We were walking in our own way. All we like sheep have gone astray. What the Bible said, we have turned everyone to his own way. But I'm glad the good shepherd came seeking us. Amen. I'm glad the good shepherd came to save us from our sin and to put us on the heavenly pathway. The Bible said that we ought to strive to enter in at the straight gate. Can I tell you the only way you're going to get in the straight gate is to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the door. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall find pasture. I'm telling you, if you come to God, you'll have to come through the Lord Jesus. There is no salvation in the Pope. There is no salvation in Mohammed. There is no salvation in any other person, any other religion. Joseph Smith, Charles Taz Russell, I could just name them on and on and on and on. No hope in Buddha. No, sir, there's no salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You've got to turn from your sin. You may have to turn from your religion. You'll have to turn to Jesus, amen, in order to get saved. Well, we see that the Lord shows us here in this book of Ruth about this notable kinsman. Boaz was a man of valor. Boaz was a man of honor. Boaz was a man who stood above many of the other men. He was known in the city. He was known in the country. His servants knew him as a godly man. They knew him as a good master. Can I tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ, all those that know him, love him. Amen. Peter said this, whom having not seen, you love. Amen. But if you've ever met the Lord, if you've ever tasted of his salvation, you know he is good. Amen. And you love him. He has proved himself to be a notable kinsman. Amen. He was not only a man, he was the perfect man. He was the man that never did any wrong. He was the man that when the devil tempted him, he never submitted to the devil. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. Yet without sin. Pilate had to say, I find no fault in him, because there was no fault in him. Amen. He lived a perfect life and never one time sinned. He's the only one that could honestly say, I do always those things which please the Father. Amen. He's the only one that could honestly say that there was no sin in him, no spot, no blemish, no shadow of turning. Amen. Amen and amen. Jesus Christ is our notable kinsman. Amen. You see, this heavenly heritage of fellowship and joy that once belonged to man as a spiritual being but was forfeited because of the fall has now been recovered by the heavenly kinsman. We can now walk with God. As Adam walked with God in the cool of the day, we can walk with God. Amen. We can know fellowship with God. We can have communion with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we see this lonely, restless widow, this sorrow-stricken widow. She found, by the kindly hands of love, she found a means to get where she needed to be, away from her alienation, away from her the battles in her mind. She found herself in the fields of peace and the fields of plenty. I want to say, blessed be the Lord, amen, who hath not left us this day without a near kinsman. You can come to God if you'll come through the Lord Jesus. He can rescue from your darkness and bring you into his marvelous light if you'll call on him. Would you call on him? Well, I've run out of time, but I want to encourage you to tune in this same time tomorrow, 5:05, for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. And until then, may God bless you.